All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Love of Magic. Yeah, I'm actually going to play this for a full hour. I don't have to be at work till 3, so I can actually, I got more time. So let's go ahead and just play it. I've never gotten any further than this, so this is going to be interesting. I'll let Miss Renier finish first so she can get off with the other thoughts. I mean, young students. Okay. I heard that, Mr. Tormund. Busted. Speak to Sarah and speak to Tormund. Apart from that, because Professor Booker will not be around, the Dean's Office in their wisdom has decided that you will be attending my ceremonial magic class on Monday mornings. Okay. Are you fucking kidding me? What bright bulb thought of putting two evokers in a magic thought class? Your accent is slipping again, Katie. Feck off, Grim. Professor, this ain't a good idea at all. Why? I'm hardly any happier about this than you are, Miss McLaughlin, but our betters think it's a good idea. Since we've got some rather special students this year, I will be doing a small format class for you lot specifically. What kind of special students? Well, there's the two of you, of course, then Crown Princess Pendragon, who is also being assigned to me, and finally, young Miss Irvine of the Blightmore Irvines. Who are they? The Blightmore Irvines are one of the most esteemed classes of ceremonial magicians. It will be my great pleasure to educate their young scion. I see, so there's a ceremonial magic class each Monday morning just for the four of us? Yes, anyway, I'm going to attend to my students. I'll leave you with Mr. Tormund here. See ya. So Grim, Katie, interested to meet you. Thank you, Professor Tormund. Just Tormund, Grim. This is a temporary side thing. Oh, so you're not a full-time teacher? No, this is just a favor for an old friend. Are you and Katie, related? Why, because of the hair? Well, and the attitude. Red hair is common enough here, but I do have a connection to the McLaughlin clan, though it's sometime in the past. I knew your father quite well, Katie, and I know your grand, of course. Knew? Aye, he was lost in elsewhere, 10 years ago? Fighting a dragon alone, a good man and a good death. I'm not sure there is such a... I like that. Certainly sounds like a good way to end up dead. Cattle die, kinsmen die. You yourself will also die. I know that which never dies, the judgment of every death. That's kind of bleak. Where is it from? Oh, just something my father used to say. All will pass in the end until only your deeds and reputation remain. That's true. I'm starting to see why evokers have a short life expectancy. Evokers are the sword of mankind, Grim. Enchanters provide the steel, sorcerers the guile, but when things with teeth and claws come from elsewhere, evokers hold the line. Like that thing, yesterday. The Minotaur Lord? Yes, like that thing. How did you know about it? A little bird told me. I guess you're not going to answer that, huh? Wait, Grim, you fought a Minotaur Lord in Edinburgh? Yeah, I guess. Big smelly thing with an axe. That's so fucking cool, and here I thought city life would be all boring and shit. I'm not sure I want that much excitement. That thing was mean. Without Emily's help, I would have been killed. A Minotaur Lord is perhaps a bit ambitious for someone just starting out. It's a creature of the deep elsewhere, not something you normally find wandering around the streets of the city. Emily said something weird happened to her spell. Was that you? No, I didn't know until later. And anyway, I don't do blessings, I do lightning bolts. Whatever it was someone else, or something else, I guess. What the hell happened then? No idea, considering Princess Pendragon's lineage, there's no shortage of powers that might be meddling. Either way, the goal of this class is to ensure that the next time you meet something like that, you're properly prepared. So what's the course like? Let's see, Sarah mentioned I should give you some paper thing. Ah, here it is. The academic calendar. I knew this wasn't just fun and games. Let me see, Grim. We got exams second week of December and the beginning of May. Damn, that sounds like real work. She mentioned something about project work? Yes, there's two group projects, one for each semester. I guess the group is just the two of you. We'll chat more about those on Thursday morning. So, some kind of paper we have to write? Don't be silly, Grim. It's applied thaumaturgy. Evoker stuff. So we'll be blowing stuff up? Blowing things up, hopefully. I'm getting a master's in blowing things up. Travel to many worlds. Meet interesting things. Kill them before they kill you. Sounds like a plan. Anyway, guys, I'll leave you here for now. I've got stuff to do off campus, and all this dusty stuff has built up a wee bit of a thirst. I'll see you on Thursday morning for classes. See you, Professor Tormund. It's Tormund. Just Tormund. See you, Tormund. Okay, the old folks are gone. I think there's a reception and an open bar out at the green. Isn't it a bit early? It's barely noon. Sun's over the yardarm somewhere, Grim, and all this dusty stuff has built up a wee bit of a thirst. Yeah, I guess I can have a beer or something. Free flow booze, man. Uni's all about the fun. How do you stay in that shape with that kind of attitude? Oh, just good genes, I guess. I'm not sure that's reassuring as you think it is. Well, at least we've got one cool teacher. Was it just me or was he weird? Seemed totally normal to me. Reminds me a bit of Dad, actually. But sorry, I didn't know. It's been 10 years, I miss him. But Tormund was right, he died well. That's all you can ask. You're all crazy. And you're not? How about the Minotaur Lord last night? What about it? It's not something a noob should be tangling with, so why did you? It was about to kill Emily. So that's what the little princess wanted to talk to you about. Figures. I wasn't raised to let a monster attack a girl without helping. And did you think that it might kill you? No, but that's bravery, just stupidity. Excuse me, but that's not bravery, just stupidity. You're an evoker, no doubt about it. You should probably look at getting some life insurance. Yeah, probably. The two of you don't look scary. Oh? The way Dr. Wong was going on, I figured you'd be breathing fire and eating babies. Never before lunch. Who are you, anyway? He's Dylan. Pressure is all mine, Katie Grimm. I'm Dylan Fay. I'm with the healers. Cool, always useful to have someone to patch us up. I gotta run. Dad drove me up my stuff with Carnifon, and he's heading back down now. I'm really excited. It's the first time I've met evokers. Man, I've read a lot about you guys. Nice to meet you, Dylan. Weird dude. Anyway, maybe. So what do we do now? To the bar! Why am I not surprised? Alrighty then. Calendar for special events. Okay, we have the matriculation. And then we have an evoker lecture on Thursday. There's a date with Emily on the 13th. There's a ceremonial... Oh, they're all ceremonial magic lectures. And then we have evoker lectures. And the weather is going to be sunny, stormy, or cloudy. That's pretty much it. Oh, let's not go too far for it. This is kind of like Persona. Alright. Not have the little star, though. That would have been cool. Maybe in the later games. This was his first. By the way, guys, you know if you finish these games and go back through them, there's like a new game plus where they added a bunch of extra stuff. He did that to all the games. Guys, all about replay value. Okay. So where do I go now? Back to school. That's it. Ah, the water of life. I guess I better learn to like this stuff. Yes. I take it you drink a lot of whiskey? No, but I drink a lot of whiskey. Is there a difference? Whiskey is Scottish, and as such superior, whiskey's all the weird foreign shit. What are we drinking now? Some Speyside stuff. McAllen, a bit too weak for me. What do you prefer? They make some mean malts back in the Billinock. Don't travel as much as the Islays, but to me they taste of home. Your accent is slipping again. My brogue, not my fucking accent. Southerners have accents, Scots have brogues, and I, it comes out when I drink. Oh, when you're angry. Aye, pissed off. Pissed or pissed off, both work. How much have you had anyway? This is the third one, right? Fifth, and it's not 2 o'clock. I'm the hip flask, so maybe 7, 8? Where on earth did you hide a hip flask? You couldn't hide a credit card in those pants. A lady never tells. Anyways, kick back, relax, and have some fun. Not sure if getting fucked up at lunch is a good idea. Oh, you're a student. It's more or less expected. Tradition, Ken? I don't need a hangover tomorrow. I need to find a gym to train at. By the sounds of it, this course is going to require all the strength I have. Come train with me. My family owns a gym down by Waverly Station called Clan Territory. We can hit the bags together. Do some mat work. Sounds good. I love rolling around on the floor when you're half naked. Clan Territory, huh? And your dreams, mate. We all need those. I'm there most of the time, though I guess I need to show up for the lectures at some point. You don't strike me as a lecture-type person. I need to graduate, like, and Tormund seemed intriguing. He reminded me of the old bikers at the bar I used to work back in Maryland. That's a good thing? Not really, no. He feels like he's one drink away from smashing some poor fuck through a table. You get a feeling for these things after a while. Anger issues? I sure. Who does not have those? I don't. Never fight angry. Anger is life. When you fight, you feel the fire burning. If you lose, you die. It's the ultimate high. I've done most of my fighting inside a cage. No. It's called the sweet science of reason. When I fight, I use my head, not just my heart. You don't do that angry. Well, good to know you ain't just some Ponzi book person. Maybe we'll have competition all friendly and clean. I guess competition needs a prize, right? Aye, so what you want to bet on? A bottle of good whiskey? I was thinking of something more fun. Why not? I bet you a good bottle of whiskey I can take you in the ring. Easiest drum I ever made. That's the whiskey talking. Whiskey, damn it. Also, where's me refill? Are you sure you should have any more? Don't you have training tomorrow morning? And evokers heal fast, even when it's self-inflicted. What do you mean? Look at you. You did 12 hours with some monster out in the deep last night, right? Yes. And it hurt, right? You feel any of that now? No, I feel great, actually. See, evokers heal fast. If it didn't kill us, it'd be gone by the morning. Unless you're struck by lightning? You're still thinking of old Booker? Yes. Sounds like he came about kissing distance from the light at the end of the tunnel. He'll be fine eventually. You're pretty blasé about all this. Look, Grim, if you wanted a normal life, this ain't it. Walk away. Evokers live fast, love hard, and die young. It's who we are. No, it feels right. Weird, but right. See, we'll meet again in Valhalla. Slight. I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure you're mixing your whatchamacallits now. My what? Your cultural metaphors like Celtic and Norse shit. Damn, that last drink was something else. Aye, that was a little something from the hip flask. Velenic homebrew. 150 proof. It'll wake you right up, even if you're dead. Oh yeah, I believe it. I'm pretty sure it stripped the lining out of my mouth. Fuck, you've had 3 shots of that shit and you're still standing? 3, 5, 8, who's counting? Anyways, my point. I had a point. My point was, oh yes, Celtic and Norse. Aye, long traditions of interbreeding. Some of it even consensual, hell, most of it even human. You were saying your grandmother? Aye, well, most recently, no shortage of McLaughlins that have been flirted with the other side of the fence over the years. Our family's been using magic since the feckin' Romans built the wall. Fuck 'em. Hadrian and the Romans and Arthur and the fucking court. Fuck all of them. Walking around all high and mighty as if their shit done a stink. Emily's nice. I like her. Yeah, Eric was a king-sized asshole. Aye, be careful with them, Grim. He does not like outsiders, and his daughter seems to like you far too much. I'll be careful, but if he pushes me, I ain't getting fucking pushed. You'd be better off trying to punch a dragon. Understand me, Grim, he's dangerous. He's one of the powers. People still swear by the king in exile. You cannot fight with nearly a god. Emily doesn't feel like a god. Emily's a bairn, ain't no older than us. Erek has been studying magic since before the steam engine was a thing. Marilyn crafted the bloodline to rule the island, or so they claim, assholes. And so, blood will tell, Grim, ye of all people should ken this. People keep saying this, but my mother was some nobody that was just really good at sucking dick. And my father was some loser that left before I was born. Shit, I'm drunk. And yet you're an evoker. You only find that in families that are far too close to the powers that be. Always across multiple generations. What the fuck does any of this mean? If your paw's blood was potent enough to elevate your bloodline from mundane to vulgar in one fell swoop, well, that was in the casual fling. You're talking one of the major powers. Blech. And also hand over that hip flask. I need another drink. We're out, but I snagged a bottle from the bar. And damn, this stuff tastes quite smooth now. Where was I? Oh yes, your point. My point was, the major power is done a dying. Not easily, at least, and never quietly. No one has gone in the last 100 years. So? So your father ain't dead. He's out there somewhere. So you're saying he's still alive? Might be close. The powers often take an interest in their offspring. So my dad was a mage or a demigod or what? Dunno. Hand back that bottle. Do I look like someone who's got all the answers? But I bet me panties that you being here, it ain't no accident. You're here because your dad has sent some... set in motion some plan. Wait, so me getting sent this invite, scholarship thingy, it's all because my father's alive and a demigod and the grandson of... And that the grandson of King Arthur... Great-great-great-great-grandson of King Arthur, descendant whatever, King fucking Arthur, hates my guts because his daughter likes me? Aye, pick the biggest fucker in the pub and try to kick him in the balls. Now you're thinking like an evoker. Fuck, I need another drink. Here you go, just remember what I told you, which is... Live fast, die young, leave a mountain of corpses when you finally check out. Cheers! Are you okay, Grim? I don't feel so hot. Well, you made it to 3 p.m. Next time we'll do better. Let's get you home. That sounds good. Well, looks like someone is having fun at uni. Reminds me of my own youth. Yes? Shh, go to sleep, Grim. You got a great destiny to find, or die trying. Good night. Ugh, my mouth smells like something dried in it. Otherwise, I do feel totally fine, which I really shouldn't, considering the amount of semi-diluted poison I drank yesterday. I guess Katie knows a thing or two. She said my father, that he's still alive, still out there, maybe watching me? She also implied he was a power. Someone not quite human, possibly very powerful. Ow, my head hurts, and it's not the whiskey, booze thingy. This is all too weird. My landlady's a cat, my only classmate is the crazy alcoholic grandchild of some tentacle monster. And I've got a crush on the great-great-granddaughter of King Arthur. And I've got a date with the great-great-yeah, let's look at all of the girls first. Actually, now that I think about it, the only normal people I've met so far are Professor Sarah and Tormin. And between you and me, I'm not totally certain about Tormin. Shit. Anyway, Katie said she was training down at the gym near Waverly. I think that's the tram station or something. Probably want to spend time training before I actually challenge her for that bottle of whiskey. It's also a big city out there. There may actually be normal people to meet. The guidebook said the Royal Mile is a quaint street filled with nice restaurants and cafes. Maybe I can find a coffee shop around here to study in. God knows Chloe won't serve just coffee. I got 2 days until my first lecture with Tormin on Thursday morning. He gave us that strange quote, sounded almost like a poem. Cattle die, kinsmen die, you yourself will also die. It's like I can almost remember it from somewhere. The evokers may be crazy, but they're powerful. I can almost feel the air humming around Tormin. If I want to solve my personal problem, I need to master those arts. I need to become an evoker. And I need to find the secret of my father. Katie said that he was still alive, that he was a greater power, whatever that means. God knows what she means with the word power in the first place. She called it Rekka power, and he's just some pissed off dad with a BMW complex. I suppose my father was some kind of mage? I should ask Chloe. She was fucking him, she should know. Mom was always said he left before I was born. If Katie is right, I need to know who he is and why he abandoned us. Guess my time is my own until Thursday morning, but I should be careful how I spend it. I got a feeling that time is limited, and I need to prepare for whatever is coming. Okay. So, be strong, smart, make strong allies. A lot of balls in the air. I need to balance them all. I feel like all this stuff is really important. I am an evoker. Fire burns before me. Death walks behind me. In the center, there is only me. Time to move. And they don't let you go back, either. Remember the computer. It's just gonna have, you know, more games that we can play. These are all games. So far, they're all still available on either Steam or itch.io. So check them out. I know what Guilty Force is. That's, we got Price of Power. That's a really good one. Whoops. Now, some of these games are actually done. Like, this was a demo while the game was in development, but it's finished now. Heavy 5 has been finished. Leap of Faith is finished. Between Two Worlds just finished. Paradise Lost finished. Oh, it looks like they... No. Landlady and Flatmate, Light of My Life. Sorcerer and Callisto. I'm not sure about some of these. I know what Guilty Force is, and that's not an easy game. It's actually a game I have to play with the keyboard, so we're not going to do that for now, right now. I don't see anything else that needs to happen, though. She looks nice. Okay. Bathroom City. Bathroom. Can we take a shower before we go? Do we need to take a shower? I guess he already took a shower. I mean, it does look nice. That's a really realistic looking bathroom. I feel like I could just jump in that tub, which is something I need to do, by the way. So, hopefully I'll get some time to do that tonight before I go to bed. Would be nice. I'm not gonna take a bath, but I always take a shower. Yeah. Well, that's... Chloe. Speak to Chloe. You here to work? I need to ask you something. What's eating you, Grim? I need to ask you about my dad. I'd love to help you, Grim, but I'm really busy. The bar is empty, Chloe. It's empty in the morning and it's empty in the evening. Well, yes, we need to fix that. People are still suffering from irrational worries from the unfortunate incident. Charisma check. I really can't help you, Grim. You want answers I don't have. Can you at least give me his name? No idea. You slept with a man and you didn't even ask his name? Oh, yes, quite a few times, but totally not in this case. My head hurts. I can make you a Bloody Mary? Wonderful hangover cure. Let me see, I've got the ingredients here somewhere. Stop stalling, Chloe. Why don't you call Janice? She'd know. No, she wouldn't. You're a mage, right? What, an enchanter? You don't feel like an evoker. A few days at the university, and already you're busy trying to divide the ineffable into neat little boxes. But no, there's no course for my kind at your fancy school, not that they haven't tried. Why? The sorcerers are impossible to teach, hard to con, and tend to walk off with the silverware when they discover you've tried. So after a while, they give up. Or they gave up. Tormund said something. He said that sorcerers provide the guile. He would say that. It's not quite like that. We just know. Snippets, knowledge, or ideas are things that we're not supposed to have. Sounds useful. It's a bloody pain in the ass. Have you ever found yourself hauling an Eldritch recoilless anti-tank rifle down the pass, knowing it's critically important that you get somewhere, but having no idea why it's important? So it's like a message from the gods? Not from any of the ones I've asked, no. They think it's something uniquely human. In some ways, evokers and sorcerers form the two extremes of magic. This is the equivalent of reading a book. Evokers are by far the closest to elsewhere, the least human. Sorcerers don't share much, if anything, with the creatures beyond. Ours is purely human magic. But I've seen you do, you know, real magic, right? Turning into a cat, not aging? Magic can be begged, borrowed, or stolen. Sorcerers know things, find things. It's easy enough to find some spare power, or a gem of feline transformed someone carelessly left around. And how is this any, of this relevant to you, my mom, and my dad? Grim, I'm a city girl. An English city girl, some more. Why on earth would I find myself in a threesome with a wholesome Midwestern virgin and a creature from a different dimension? A bloody organ of all places. You knew? Indeed, it was a nudge so strong I bought the transatlantic plane ticket before I realized what was happening. 24 hours later, I was sitting in a dive bar in Portland smoking weed with this gorgeous blonde girl when your father walked in. Did you know he wasn't human? Instantly, he hit it well, but he was like a passing black hole, so powerful you couldn't help but get dragged along. We all piled into his car, drove out to a ranch he said he owned, then fucked like bunnies through the night. And in the morning, he was gone. You'd think so, that's how it usually goes. But your father was strange, even by elsewhere standards. We stayed on that ranch for a month, screwing and talking and learning. I learned more about magic that month than anything before or after. And all this, you never asked him his name? Oh, I did, and he gave me a name. Doug. Means black. I knew it was fake. He knew I knew. But the powers don't hand out their true names easily. The name is Celtic, so possibly one of the Tuatha Dé Danann? Or he gave me that name just to fuck with me. Powers have an odd sense of humor. So he was a power? What does that even mean? This is well researched. Most of us stumbling around on the chessboard of life are pawns. Some of very few are officers, bishops, and towers, and knights. Those are the powers, and above them, the king and the queen? Those are the major powers? Where did you hear that term? No, a king is just a king. More important than a peasant, perhaps, but still just a piece in the game. The major powers are the players. And my father? Katie said he might have been a major power, that he's still alive? I don't know who or what he was. Could have been. I've asked about him a couple of times, with people or gods that should know. Some don't know, most avoid it, which can mean anything. He's not one of the powers that interact with people a lot, that much is certain. And afterwards? Then, one day he was gone. We decided to leave the ranch before whoever actually owned it came looking. Janice was pregnant with you. I could sense your spark. Even then, indisputably an evoker. So I stole her lead, got her a plane ticket back to her parents, wished her good luck, and jumped on the first flight back to Blighty. And that's all? That's all, until I got a phone call from Janice on a landline I'd long forgotten even existed, telling me you were coming to Edinburgh. Is all of this the Crowley, you being here, is that something else you knew? Sometimes the knowing is a gaze, like a compulsion. But sometimes I wonder if there are knowing so strong and yet so subtle that they carry you through life without you ever noticing. Well, shit, and where do we go from here? Work hard, become strong, become wise, make strong allies. Whatever happens, it'll happen soon. Don't waste your time. I know this. I will. Okay, that's enough of her. So there's a Royal Mile, there's a Crowley, there's Jim. Let's go to the Royal Mile. So this is the Royal Mile. I can see the castle in the distance. There's a bunch of shops and cafes there. I should find a coffee shop or cafe or something. Oh, there's a Starbucks. There's one in every city. I always used to enjoy sitting at the local Starbucks back home, reading or studying. Which reminds me, I don't have any books. There ought to be a bookstore around here somewhere. I'll find it later, I guess. I don't see anywhere else you can go. It's evening. Evening. I've talked to her all night. So you made it down. Well, welcome to my little corner of Edinburgh. You stay here? Sure, nice showers, comfy mats to sleep on, short distance to train, no rent. What else does a girl want in a student flat? Oh no, privacy? A bed? No, it totally makes sense. I guess I'm also in a weird position when it comes to where I stay. You here to train or just to chat? I'll train later. Thought I'd stop by and talk to you first, see if you could tell me a bit more about magic. I guess, so Torma would probably be better at explaining this stuff, but Grim, I'm dying to see it. See what? Look, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Show you my what? Your medallion? Magic staff thingy? The fuck do you think you're doing? Showing you my thing? Aren't you getting undressed? Not your cock, your magic amulet, like the source of your magic. So we're not getting undressed? No! Okay, so what the hell is going on? What is my medallion? Damn it, look, see this? Nice medallion. I didn't see you wearing it just now. I did and I didn't. Wait, where'd it go? You're really totally clueless, aren't you? Look, this is my magic. Wait, what? Like your poker playing, it's all in your mind. So your magic is represented by a cute heart-shaped medallion? I was 14, okay? Asshole. Anyway, see these gems on the back? How do you even fit 5 gems inside that tiny medallion? Magic. No, really. Look, you keep thinking that this is real. It's not. Well, it is, but it isn't, you know? This medallion is a physical object, but it's also a figment of my imagination. So why all the secrecy? It's private-like. And also, if the medallion's destroyed, it'd destroy my connection to the magic. So, you don't just show it to anyone. Then I'm flattered that you showed it to me. Feel free to show me anything else private you like. Thank you for sharing this with me. I don't think we want to be like that. So now you've seen mine, it's time to see yours. And no, don't try to unzip your pants and show me your magic wand again. Where would I find it? Christ on a pole, don't they teach you anything in America? Okay, imagine your board, your poker table, whatever, okay? Okay, now look. There should be like a staff or a stick or an amulet or something. Wait, there's something new there, like a staff? Okay, now I want you to imagine you're holding it in your hand. Let me try. Oh, Mr. Wizard, what a big staff you have. It's much smaller than the one in my pants. Just saying. I'll take your word on that for now. Very funny. So this is my magic. Why is it a staff? It's not. You're just imagining it as a staff. Too much Hollywood, I guess. Let me look at the gems. What gems? Like these, see? That one's for a match 3. It does fire damage. This one triggers on a match 4 and does a lot more fire damage. This one's very rare. My dad got it for me. It only triggers on a match 7 and it does absolutely ridiculous amounts of fire damage. That's right, how did you know? Just a lucky guess. So these things are my gems? They're kind of transparent. What in the actual fuck, Grim? You took on a Minotaur Lord with a handful of glass beads? Boy, I had help. Must have had divine fucking intervention. These gems are worse than junk. I could hit harder with my bare fists, and they don't do anything beyond basic damage. Well, it's what I've got. Now, give it back. No need to act all butthurt about this. Bloody hell, we need to get you some actual gems, or the denizens of the past will eat you alive. Quite possibly, literally. Where do I get more stones? The 2 stones you've already got are more than big enough. What you need is some gems. So where do I get some more gems? Lots of different places. Very funny. I always wanted to say that line. The Highlander was my spirit movie. I used to hide and watch it with my dad and big brother when I was like 9. Shit. I need to go re-watch the Highlander movies. I'm sorry. Nothing's more important than family, Grim. Always remember that. You take them for granted and one day they're gone. I'll remember that. I should probably call Mom, let her know I'm okay. Anyways, head in the game, Katie. Gems. The Quartermaster at University had some basic gems. Most mages will have spare ones they'll sell or trade. Or you can just take them from random monsters on the pass, which is what I always do. But you ain't going into the pass with those glass beads. It'd be suicide. Seems I need gems to make money so I can buy gems so I can make money to buy. Damn. Nah, that's what drinking buddies are for. That's... I don't know what to say. Thanks. Where are you hiding this stuff? Nah, don't worry about it. They're mostly junk I had laying around. At least they're better than what you had. What do these do? Oh, let's see, that green one's poison. Not a huge poison fan myself, so I just kept it around to trade. Does damage over time. I can use it in a match 3 or match 4 slot, I guess it'd be a pair of... I mean, you guys get the idea, right? So the different gems can only fit in certain slots on the staff? Yeah, when you make a move, you unleash power. If that power is enough to activate the gem, it'll trigger its effect. So the nicer the effect, the more powerful a move I need to pull off. Right, the yellow one is lightning. Really useful. Basically, do enough lightning damage, you can shock the opponent. Ooh, shiny. It's useful. Tormund's a lightning specialist, I think. The pink one is defensive. Not really my style, but sometimes it's useful to avoid taking a punch. I think Emily used something like that. A shield that absorbed damage. Yeah, enchanters specialize in that kind of thing. They cannot take or deal damage like us, so they armor up and enhance their gear. Finally, that diamond's quite rare. Consider it a real gift, unlike the other junk. It's only triggering on the higher moves, and it only does pure physical damage. But it hits like a fucking hammer. That's awesome. Thanks a million, Katie. Well, if you ever find a really huge fire gem, you know who to give it to. Well, do. So do all mages use these, or just invokers? All enchanters build things with them or use them to focus their spells. Healers use them to heal better. Sorcerers use them for their own inscrutable purposes. And ceremonial magicians? Shove them up their ass for all I know, useless buggers. I see, so I should look for powerful mages who might have gems they'd be willing to trade with me? Yup. Okay, cool. I'll look into this more when I'm back in my room. Talk to you later, Katie, and thanks for everything. Alright, so it says it's nighttime. One of the real problems in living and working in a pub is that you really can't drink and chill there. Maybe I grab a pint at the last drop? Maybe another time. I'm not spending money we don't have to. That card's too early. It's way too late for coffee. One of the bouncers notices you as you enter. You recognize him dimly from some late-night party at the Crowley. You give him a nod and he returns the professional courtesy. I guess the bouncers of Edinburgh form their own sub-society. One charisma, you pick up a pint, chill watching people around you, you feel relaxed and more charismatic. It's getting late, I should head home. Well, you know, it works, doesn't it? Time to sleep. Good night. Okay. Now we're not done yet. But let's do a demo for Paradise Lust. Oh, cool. A new update for Paradise Lust. I adore the art and animation in this game, and the main character's hilarious. If this is a game you want me to do, let me know. It is an adventure game. Oh, holy crap, these are so good. I'm glad you enjoy the bananas. Who knew this shithole of an island had great bananas? You do seem to be enjoying them. God, these bananas are so good. Really enjoying them. So, Grim, I got a question for you. I've seen the way you look at the other girls. Why do you think I'm so different from the other girls? Why don't you look at me like that? Who says I don't? Do you like what you see? Oh, yes, Karen. Talk to my manager. Damn, Karen really knows how to speak to my manager. Wow, okay. Slower. Faster! And this is just the first game. I'm sure the animation's improved a lot since the second and third. I saw that the second was so far one of the best adult games ever made. Steam hasn't gotten it yet, thank God. One more on the faster. Jacket. She could do that too? Boy, I tell you what. Good night. Good man, she's moving fast. It's like a piston. You've reached the end of available content. Damn, I should totally check out their Patreon and see if there's a new game out. Flexible Media, huh? And it says the programmer is Droid Productions person. I wonder where I've heard that name before. Likely for some other game I played. I'll check it out later. We're not doing Leap of Faith. But we'll continue to check these out every once in a while. Because there's always going to be a bunch more. Also, like, kudos to all the devs that decided to put all their games in there, because that's cool. That's a great way to advertise these games. One of the best ways to advertise adult games is inside other adult games. I'm going to mention that. Because I speak with devs all the time in this industry, which they're all scared shitless right now, but We can talk about some, you know, more lighthearted stuff. Hey, this is a great idea to get your games out there. Okay, anyway, back to the game. What are we doing now? Nothing. I mean, do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Alright, so how about let's go to the city and let's have a coffee. You go to school, but let's have a coffee.
Tell me what to do.
Oh, there's Jenny there. Welcome to StarCux, I'm Robertson. She, her. How can I help you today? Did you just announce your pronouns? Wait, StarCux? This isn't a Starbucks?
So hit me.
No, the boss lost the franchise rights. Why? Not quite sure. The email terminating our franchise mentioned crimes against human decency, but that can mean anything these days. Anyway, he'd already spent a lot of money setting up the shop, so all we did was paint over the sign. I think he was quite drunk, which is how we got our name. So it's actually Star Cooks? That wasn't just your Scottish accent? Brogue, sir. Yes, yes, I remember the distinction dimly. So anyway, it's actually called Star Cooks. Do you still serve the same delicious coffee at least? Follow my lead, to the party, then needs it to order. It's not a suggestion. I'm about to teach you a lesson. I recommend you pay attention. No. What do you mean, no? You're a Starbucks rip-off, rather. You can at least serve coffee. Oh, we serve excellent coffee, but no to everything else. I'm confused. Which part is that? Well, I disagree that we're serving the same coffee, sir. We have standards. I would also strongly disagree that their coffee is delicious. Really? I thought it tasted quite nice. Speaking as someone who completed the Starbucks Elite Barista course, it's pretty crap. Come on, Starbucks always tastes pretty nice. It's the McDonald's of coffee, sir. I mean, Zer, goddammit. What's your name? I can't deal with this pronoun nonsense anymore. I'm Grim. Didn't get in the way of the narrative. Where was I? Corporate overlords. Ah, yes, having freed ourselves from our corporate overlords, we've embarked on a journey to partner with the best single-origin, fair-trade-certified, indigenous community-supporting, racially-conscious coffee beans sourced from sustainable, low-impact farms. You just buy them online, don't you? Pretty much, but don't tell anyone or the boss will be really pissed off with you. Okay, let me get a coffee. Hi, Grim. What do you have in the day? What's available? Well, you got a variety of beans. Some are the more acidic, some are more buttery. Then you pick the type and amount of milk. We only do espresso beverages here, so that's all. And the beans, do they have any special traits, like making me stronger or more intelligent? What do you think this is, magic? Look, they're pretty decent coffee beans, but we bought them at from Cafe Bon, not Neverland. You buying a coffee buys you a coffee, not a magic potion. Do you mind if I sit around reading here in the corner? Does it look like we're overcrowded? Feel free. You wouldn't happen to know any good bookstores around, would you? Sure, my friend runs a place just around the corner. Their selection's not huge, but everything she sells is awesome. Cool, I should go to the bookstore sometime. Got a new bookstore open! Yay! Speak to Diana. Well, that's all you can do. Welcome to Rambling Rascal, the premium bookstore on the Royal Mall. If you're looking for the esoteric, the exotic, the exciting, and extraordinary, look no further. If you're looking for the latest bestseller, there's a Waterstones down on Princess Street. Have a good day. What makes your book so special? Isn't it easier to just, you know, sell what people want? I couldn't care what people want. I sell them what they need. Ooh, that's what Alan Moore said. Usually they have no idea what that might be. Well, I know what kinds of books I like. Ford once said if I'd asked people what they really wanted, they'd have said faster horses. Not sure that's a fair comparison. I sell books that inspire insight, unleashes understanding, tickles your thoughts, and strokes your soul. So no Jamie Oliver cooking books? Don't make me come over there and hurt you. Okay, I'm Grim, and you are...
Diana.
Welcome to The Rambling Rascal. I was looking for a book. Reading is both an unholy joy and a sacred duty. What do you need? I was looking for some self-improvement books. I was looking for some science fiction. Then welcome to a land beyond your dreams or passions. How about something romantic? I find myself surrounded by gorgeous women. Maybe I should become better at this. Women like me? How sweet of you, Grim. I'm personally quite fond of this rare book by Giacomo Casanova. Written during his imprisonment at the Doge's Palace. It's called I Have 99 Problems, But a Lady Isn't One. Perhaps a little ahead of its time? I guess, how much is it? All books are equal in worth and equal in value. 100. Wow. Just don't have that much to spend, so I'll see you later. $100 for a Casanova book. You gotta make money in this game somehow, huh? Not gonna be like being a dick where it was hard to find money, and you needed money for everything. That's one of the worst problems about that game, by the way, guys. For someone that's played the later chapters in Baddock, finding money was always such a chore. Okay. So what do we do now? It is morning. Too early for beer. Welcome to the gym. What are you up to today? I'm gonna hit the bags and see if I can get some training in. Sounds good. They're over there in the corner. Thanks. You spent an hour hitting the bags. It feels really good. A little more and you should grow in strength. Just keep hitting the bags. Time to hit the bags? Sweat now. Spent an hour hitting the bags. Whoa! Well, sorry, too late. I hit the bags all night. I feel stronger. We're not gonna hit the bags again. It'll be daytime. It's now nighttime. Thing in the world is grabbing a warm shower before bed. Good night. Okay, got lectures with Tormund in the morning today. We're already to that point, guys. All right, I should probably get dressed and head to the university. Perhaps I'll finally get some answers about magic this time. Let's head over there now. Now, where the hell am I going? The university is huge. Hey, Grim, what's up? Dylan, wasn't it? Nothing much. I got my first class this week, but nobody told me where. I'm looking for Tormund. That's the big scary guy who looked like he just stepped off a Viking ship. That's probably the one. I just saw him over by the lecturing blocks. Need a hand finding it? Sure, that'd be awesome. The lecture halls are around this area. The offices are down on the right. Cool, thanks. No problems. Let's see. Tormund's office should be down here somewhere. I gotta say, I appreciate you taking time to help me out like this. Hey, always happy to help my fellow man, and I find Evoker's interesting. My grand used to tell me all kinds of stories about him. Wish someone had done that for me as well. Anyway, here we are. Tormund's office is, over here. There's a post-it note on the door. What does it say? Beware the dog. Well, that's not weird at all. I bet Tormund's a dog lover. Probably has a pet poodle or something and keeps putting up ironic signs like that. I really didn't get that vibe from him. Wait. See, the door's not even locked. Strange. Something's in there. Oh, fuck. One of those again. Growl. Get out of here, Dylan. I'll deal with this bastard. It's too late, Winter Child. We have your scent. You cannot run from us. When did pooches start talking? They come. The gods have grown old and weak. Merlin's spawn cannot stop them. But first, Winter Child, you will die. Hell no. Deal cards. That's a hellhound. What's a hellhound doing on campus? No idea. You don't do magic fireballs or shields or something? What? No, I'm just doing magic as part of my medical degree. I don't kill things. I'm pretty sure that's against the Hippocratic Oath. Even if they're undead? What did you call them? Hellhounds? I don't know. Next time I'll make sure to check my ethics handbook, okay? Anyway, just stay behind me. I'll deal with the mutt. Wait, I can help. Isn't that against your hypocritical oath? Hippocratic, but it can't hurt. But I can heal you. That would help, right? Hell yeah. Let me know when you need a hand.
Will do.
All right, brother. Allies can be summoned to help you in combat. Their abilities recharge as you deal or receive damage. The higher your charisma, the faster the charge. Can Grim remember how to play poker? Boy, this is going to be insulting for people on joystick. I haven't played poker in years, guys, so I plumb forgot how to play. Guess I need to go down the street to the casino, and they're like, do you not know how to play poker? It's been a long time, I forgot. So, is it a pair, maybe? Can I do this? No, that don't work neither. Huh. Well, I wonder. I got an idea. Yeah, we got a pair. Okay, I figured it's a pair. Alright. I have two queens. But I don't got a jack. I don't got a jack and I ain't got an ace, so I can't do a roll flush. Gotta try to go for a roll flush this early in the game, right? I know some of you are like poker players. Grim, do this! I'm trying. 7, 8, 9. Can I do a 9? Oh, I don't have a 9. Nope. Two and three. And I can't do that. There should be a pair, isn't it? Pair of clubs? Can't do that diamonds. That ain't gonna work either. I can't do a jack. Oh, well, there's a king there, too. Don't do that. Help! Oh! A pair. Three of a kind. 9, 9, 9. Okay. The flush is 3, 7, jack, king, ace. Four of a kind. 5, 5, 5. Okay. Three pairs. Two pairs. Then two pairs. And then we got one pair. Straight. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Full houses. 10, 10. Queen. Roll flushes. Okay. Yep. Okay. You need the 10, the jack, queen, king, and ace. Five of a kind. And the joker. Oh, you need a joker in this too. All right. Clearly, I need to go down to the casino and learn how to play some poker. Of course, I lose my money. It's a real casino. I'm talking about a casino down the road. Lose all my money. All right. So, oh, you don't know how to play poker. Well, we'll teach you. Yeah. So I got a 2, 3, and a 4. That. They're not gonna let me do that. I already looked at everything, but I'm still, I don't know, kind of late to be trying to play poker. I guess if I was really skilled with it, it would be a different story, but, and I don't think they're gonna let me do this. Nope. Let me look at these again. Pear. Three of a kind. Flush. I mean, I'm looking. Full house. Two pairs. Oh, they finally gave me something. Well, that's two and three. Well, how does that work? That's one pair. How is that a pair? Pair of what? Two pairs. Alright. We got two aces. Both. Well, okay. So it says the diamond and the... I guess the game got sick of me not knowing what to do, and it's finally decided, hey, I'll help you. Alright, so, can I do this? And that? No. Wow, I thought it would be two pairs because of the hearts. No, hold on. No. That is weird. I keep trying to do the pairs, and apparently it's not letting me do it. Because, you know, that's a six and a two. I mean, they're both the same. No? Really weird. You do auto. Let the AI pick a move? Flush. It says, yeah. Gonna turn auto battle on. Straight. I'm gonna have to study up on poker. It's just been a while, man. Last time I played poker was with real cards. Maybe I just need to go get a poker game. Right? Sorry, guys. I don't remember. We won. Take that, you undead fucking poodle. That was so awesome. Shit, I'm shaking. Fuck yeah, I'm fighting undead dogs with Invoker. It's like something out of stories, kicking ass and taking names, baby. Wish my dad could see me now. Glad you're enjoying this. What on earth is it with people in this school and following instructions? Did I not put a damn sign saying beware the dog on the door? Yes? So pray do tell me, young Grim, did you open up the door and let one of the captive hellhounds loose? Oh, come on. Keeping a captive undead beast in your office has to violate at least 10 different rules. Does it now? Keeping dangerous compounds in an unlocked storage facility. No bringing pets except service dogs onto campus. You're just fucking with me now, Grim, aren't you? Well, yes, maybe. Did you say there were more of them? I'd locked the other I found roaming in the lecture theater in a broom closet. Some unfortunate cleaner let it out, but I think they got him to the Royal Infirmary in time. So there's more than one of them? Well, not any more, obviously. After I disposed of it, I rushed here. But I see you've just killed our last lead. Well done. I'll let it gnaw on my leg a bit longer next time. What the fuck was I supposed to do? Lock it in a room and sit outside the door until I get there. Damn, I was hoping we could trace it back to whoever sent it. Sent? Yes, hellhounds are constructs. They're raised and sent. You don't get packs roaming around Edinburgh without someone doing some digging. Wait, that dog was a zombie? Sure, you don't think that dog grew up looking like that? Someone dug up the dogs, reanimated them, and put a gaze on them. It spoke to me, called me the Winter Child. Did it now. That's interesting. What does it mean? Many possible things. I need to look deeper into it. Did it say anything else? It said the gods have grown old, that Marlin's spawn cannot stop them. What does any of that mean? That the gods have largely ignored the world for too long, and that Erek is no author. Who are they? And that, Grim, is the question I was hoping that Lassie here would answer. Someone powerful, if they plan to challenge the mortal world, the court, and the gods at once. Anyway, it's dead. A pity, though I doubt we've seen the last of these. There's no such thing as a pack of two hellhounds. And what do I do if I meet another one? Chop off any bits and pieces it isn't going to need again, then sit on it and get someone to find me. Just like that, huh? Just like that, Grim, you did good with the hound. There might actually be some hope to turn you into a proper evoker. That's the plan. And you, what's your name? That's Dylan, he's with the healers. You did well, kid. Lots of civilians freeze up, facing the less civilized parts of elsewhere. Yeah. Thanks, sir. It's a moth. Sorry, there's a moth in here. I'm gonna leave it alone. It's not doing anything. Thanks, sir. I mean, professor. I mean, he doesn't like the title, so just Tormund. This was awesome. I've never felt so alive. Grim totally kicked that thing's ass. Let's be honest here. You helped. This was awesome. I've never felt so alive. Grim totally kicked that thing's ass. Let's be honest here. You helped. There's always a need for battle healers. Battle healers? Battle healers, but that's like something out of the sagas. That couldn't be me. You'd be awesome at it. Chat with Grim. Something is coming. A storm. When it hits, we'll need every man and woman willing to help out. Anytime, man. Thanks for the backup. Anyway, I guess that concludes today's lecture. I'm unsurprised Katie didn't make it. Do let her know that I expect her at least to pretend to show up occasionally. I'll see you both next Tuesday. Will do. So Grim, what are you doing now? I guess class is over for the day? And here I thought dissection class with Dr. Wong was stressful. I'm glad I'm just doing medicine. Well, let's head out. I've got a long day ahead. So battle healer, huh? That's like something out of the legends. When Grind used to tell me of the great sagas, there's always a battle healer along. Usually the prettiest girl, though. You interested? Yeah, I guess I am, dude. Battle healer, that's up there with Jedi Knights. It'd be so awesome. At this point, I should probably mention that life expectancies for evokers aren't great. And I assume this goes for anyone fighting by their side. Are you expecting to die? Nobody expects to die at 22. Still happens. Are you ready? You sure you're ready for that? Hell, I believe in you, Grim. If anything really scary comes by, I'll just hide behind you. I find your depth of faith disturbing. Hey, Grim, I'm glad I ran into you here. Well, I'm glad you're glad. Always happy to see you too, Emily. You look troubled. Did something happen? Nothing serious. Don't worry about it. We got jumped by this huge fucking... As I said, Dylan, nothing serious. Can I introduce you to Emily Pendragon? She's in our course. What? Pendragon? Like an author Pendragon? Like in the once and future King Pendragon? I think so, right, Emily? You are indeed correct, Sir Dylan. 1500 years is a long time, even in elsewhere. I always thought author was a knight, not a mage. And what do I look like to you, my dear knight? A little girl playing with a toy sword? Ugh, not at all. Arthur was an enchanter, one of the strongest ever. Our entire line have been powerful enchanters, but even though most enchanters live long lives, and even though time passes differently and elsewhere, it has been 4 generations since the exile. I doubt anyone alive remembers my great-grandfather. I didn't realize it was that close. Like, really? The great-great-granddaughter of King Arthur? Wow. Who says I don't throw a great party, right, Dylan? Wow. It's been awesome. But I've got to run to classes. Grim, I'd like to talk about the battle healer stuff sometime. If you're free. Sure, I'd love to. See you later, Dylan. And now, dear knight, the truth, please. Just what did the two of you run into today? Would you believe me if I told you it was nothing serious? No, I would not. Trust me, Grim, the court is not short of scoundrels and tellers of tall tales. Your skills are not up to the task. Look, it's nothing. We got jumped by a hellhound. We kicked its ass and got yelled at for it, that's all. Hellhounds are not nothing, but I'm glad you dealt with it and emerged largely unscathed. Why did you get yelled at? It was just Tormund. He said he wanted to trace them back to whoever sent them somehow. An evoker running a tracing? Why? Is that hard to believe? Because tracing is a subtle art. There are many things to love about evokers, Grim, but as a group, you are not known for subtlety. My father could do it, maybe some of the council. I could not. It requires years, decades of practice, and evokers rarely have that time. You seem pretty unconcerned about the hellhounds. I mean, to be honest. They are a nuisance. A pack can be dangerous, but mostly they rely on catching their prey unaware. First one almost reached my bedroom when I was 4. One of the court guardians destroyed it. Christ, I didn't know. It kind of puts things in perspective. They are opportunists and stalkers. Cunning, but not clever. The court in exile lies deep within elsewhere. We are far closer to both what is great and what is terrifying in the beyond. That's got to be one hell of a daily commute. I stay at one of our townhouses down near Grosvenor Square. I am, after all, here to learn about the modern world. So for our date, do I pick you up at your house? So it is a date now? Well, only if you don't mind. It was certainly a lot easier to explain it as a study trip, but perhaps a date would be fun. So I'll pick you up at your place tomorrow evening. It would be better that we meet outside somewhere. The house guardians do not like strangers. I'll wrestle them all to the ground one-handed. How you can say that with such a straight face. But no, I'm afraid the golems guarding the estate would not fall for your charms or your wrestling. Okay, how about we meet at a restaurant somewhere? It's a good way, right? Talk to her at a restaurant. There's a restaurant near our house called the Kukuri. Each time I walk past it, I wonder how the food there must be. It smells wonderful. Well, that's settled then, Emily. We're going to have to try it out. I'll see you there tomorrow afternoon. I should look forward to it. See you there, Grim. Bye, Emily. Looks like we're gonna have time for that date after all.
Maybe.
It's evening. Technically afternoon. I think they call it evening because it's the eve of night, maybe? I don't think there's anything being evened during evening. And there might be. I don't know. When somebody's evening a shirt or something. Anyway, back to less philosophical queries here. Dark alley. Ooh, I wonder what's in this dark alley. There's nothing there. It's just a dark alley. Grass market. Nothing going on. I have no money. You know what? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go work at the pub. Yeah. cool. Get behind the bar. Today was an uneventful session. You poured pints and chatted with the locals. You were paid $35. Well, now we got the money to buy that old book, then. It's now night. She's there. Oh, we're closing. Why don't you come back tomorrow? Alright. One of the real problems of living here. Could hit the gym again. But since it's nighttime, I don't want to, you know. Probably gonna go to bed. Can't believe Katie just gave me these gems. I should spend some time working out how they fit into the staff. So I summoned my staff, right? Like this. Holy crap, it worked. Now let's see how this works. I'm supposed to insert the gems in the slots? Let's see. Like this, I think. You can use the screen to see what your currently equipped gems looks like. Junk 2. Gem is nearly worthless. I should replace it. Does 25 damage. Does 90 pure damage to an enemy. Very powerful. Drag a gem from your inventory to the gem slots. A gem can always fit into a gem on its own row or higher. Okay. Lightning gem. Oh, I figured out how to do it. You can get rid of all these other gems. Alright. You know what? Well, that's pure damage. You have to put something there that you won't. Yeah, if you don't do one. Alright. Oh, there's more sets. You can have different sets. Okay. Change card back. Ooh, I can change the card. Oh, they're locked. It's not. They're. I said, oh, there's not that many, and turns out there's a lot. There's a lot of card backings. Holy crap, look at them all. Email. Thanks for supporting Lady and Flatmate. As you may know, payment providers have been recently cracking down on games featuring things like incest. Wow! What a day for this! Payment processors actually did crack down on incest. Why don't you go to Steam right now? Why don't you go fucking type in Steam, PC, incest game, anything like that. You will find out that almost 500 games are to be deleted from Steam. And there's new. This was some Aussie group, guys. Some Aussie feminist group. A bunch of older women. Much older women. That are trying to tell grown men and women what games we can play. You know. They're literally in their 60s, guys. These are older women. They're telling us what we can play as young people. I'm 40, right? I'm not exactly young, but some of you people might be in your 20s and your 30s. Are like, why is this old woman telling me what I can play, right? I mean, you're out of your, you know, you, obviously you're out of your parents' house or, you know, whatever situation you got. You know, you got your own place or whatever, and you're like, hey, I want to play games. Whatever, it doesn't matter because as a regular person, I'm not into that stuff. You know, I don't want to do those kinds of things, but these are games. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's all roles and bullshit. You know? It's like we did with Joe Dirt. I'm your sister. You know? It's just funny. It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. Okay? But anyway, while the relationship between the MC and his landlady and flatmate is, of course, no such thing, not a real, guys, we understand that some may get misconception, especially if claiming the unauthorized patch, the latest of which was dropped on F95 Zone and Lou Patcher last night. Thanks for waiting. We can assure you we'd never add any content like that to our game, especially not that really juicy threesome scene in the next update. Play safe. See you all next time. Should we do it? Just to fucking get them all back? Because they're so against this shit right now. I got unread messages. It's the other one. Oh, we... I think I've exhausted all... Alright. Light of my life. The hell is Bellmaster? Got a weakness for training simulators, and this one's really good. Oh, dearest husband, how could I have neglected you so? Will you ever forgive me? I'll do anything. Oh, yes, yes, you will. You want me to deep-throat you? But, honey, we've tried this before. I'm not sure it's going to go any better this time. Ring the bell, and let's try that again. I guess I just need to raise her obedience. Oh, that one will be taken off Steam. That's considered slavery. They have to get rid of that. You want me to deep throat you? I've never managed that before, but everything I have is yours, Master. I'll do anything for you. Oh, she called him Master. That's slavery. They're gonna get rid of that from Steam. That's what I'm talking about. Just because the angry Australian feminist, you have reached the end of available content. What? No, I downloaded the real wrong version. I'm sure this game is completed already. Subscribe to my Patreon for updates and the latest version. Totally do that later. I don't know why it says... Okay, that's just how it does it. Callisto... Esoteric Erotica. That's a weird game. It's text-based, and no one should care what I'm doing. I don't remember where I was. Let's see. So much text in this game. What is this trying to do? Be a book in current year? At least I can see what happened before. It would seem the moon is trying to eat me. This happened once before after I spent something like a month masturbating in my room. Oh shit, oh fuck. What do I do? Creepy rhyming girls ascend to the moon saying that I am invited to a feast among the gods? Maybe this is a secret sex scene? No, shit, I'm gonna need to reload again. I try to go back, but the only two just before the moon's descent. I realize I've trapped myself in a sexless time loop. No matter what I do, death awaits me. A horrible, grisly death. Somehow I feel I deserve, but I'm not sure how. I guess restarting it would be the only option. So they don't offer that much. Courseware? Let's see, Tormund gave me a link to the courseware. I should probably check it out. I think I remember the URL to download it from. I really need to know more about how these magic things work. Let's check it out on the PC. Okay, guys, that's where we're gonna leave off for right now. So, we'll see you back here. I don't know. Well, we'll see you back here, but I don't know if it's gonna be this one. Because, yeah, this is one I wanted to go through on Gameplay Week, but... It seems like it doesn't have a lot of... Well, it has content, but it's a lot of reading. So I don't know if you guys would rather me just do this without the reading, like, where it's just, you know, gameplay. Because I can do that, too. But you'll have to really keep up, because I'm a fast reader. So we could try that, if you guys really like this. I do. I think the story's really good, but I don't know if this is one that's really good for streaming. Because it is just a very, very involved story. And there's three of these guys. This is the first book. So, alright, we'll see you next time.